Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. 620 CKRM.
Welcome back inside the Sports Cage, Saskatchewan. Barney Shankaruk, Derek Bidwell, and Colson running things here on this Friday for Nelson Holmes. Ernie Witt in the studio. A nice chat with Ernie. If you missed any of that, go back on the podcast, listen to it. You can go back on the podcast, listen to Cody Jansen, Saskatchewan Rush, Steve Hilty Hildebrand from the Saskatoon Blades, Sam Farnsworth from KSL TV in Salt Lake City, Utah on the move, and then Luke Mullender off the start because we talked about Logan Bandy of the Riders retiring at the age of 24 last night. Hey, hockey-wise, Bidzy, Esso Cup starts on Sunday in Vernon, British Columbia. The Regina Rebels, one of five teams vying for the national championship there. We're going to keep close tabs on them. All the games, the way I understand, it's streamed on the Hockey Canada site. 5 o'clock Monday, right here on the new Sports Cage. Massive free agent signing for the Sports Cage. We are going to announce it. So we want to tune in for that one on Monday. Chris Masaryk and I will have the show for you there. All right. NHL playoffs. Keniston Superdraft, the deadline is Monday at 6 p.m. Yesterday, Sharky and I did the Sports Cage draft. We got the East covered. We went Boston, Carolina, Rangers, a few Tampa Bay sprinkles in there. A couple weeks ago, I started the Western Conference with Kellen here, and we picked a few Nashville Predators. Philip Forsberg, Roman Josi, and Ryan O'Reilly. I know that's a little bit aggressive. Then, I think it's Brennan McGuire picked Winnipeg Jets. Kyle Connor, Sean Monahan, Mark Scheifele, and Tyler Toffoli. That's a tough series against Colorado in round one. Okay, so we got nine players to take. What teams are you thinking we should load up? We're going to load up on two.
I can't believe you loaded up on Preds, or you went Preds already. What were you thinking there? You guys on the dope that day? What happened?
Yeah, no, there was a gas leak in the building. Yeah. So we thought, I think they're getting by Vancouver in the first round. Right. Full disclosure. So can we load up on some Dallas Stars?
I was going to say, yeah, I think you better go there. If you're going to, the other way you kind of went with the Jets, you already went with Predators. If the Predators get through, well, you guys are going to look brilliant. Dallas Stars, for sure. They're not getting over Vegas. You see Vegas, you know, yesterday when everything's kind of on the line and they decide to just mail it in against the Ducks?
If that's what they did, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so Dallas Stars, we're going to go Roope Hintz, obviously. You like Wyatt Johnson?
Sure.
We got to take Joe Pavelski.
Pavelski, yeah, well, he's just clutch in the playoffs, of course. So, yeah, you go Pavelski. Okay, so what are we at now?
We got six more players. Jason Robertson, why not? If we're going, let's go. If we're going Stars, let's go.
Okay.
Robertson.
What about Tyler Seguin?
I don't mind Seguin. Wow.
He's a bit of a wild child, so I kind of like him. You know, we have a connection there.
Craig, a big really Bon Jovi guy, I'm sure. Yeah. One, two, three, so five. So we need four more guys. We got to take Miro Heiskanen because he touches the puck a lot. He plays the power play for the Dallas Stars. Keep in mind, people, you can get in on the Keniston Superdraft. $40 for one entry gets you in over $80,000 in prize money. And then they have three for 132 player drafts, so three of them, or the super bonus is the 7 32 player drafts for $200. So that's the one I'm going in with some buddies on that one. Okay, so we're down to three players at this point.
We got to decide what team we want to pick those players. Well, I think it's better to go with the team, or you like to go with teams, right? Like strategy or philosophy is to go with the teams and then the players, right?
I think we got to go. Well, I think the Oilers are getting by the Kings.
Yeah.
So we are stupid not to take a gentleman by the name of Connor McDavid.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's going to be a good one.
Kid from Germany, Leon Draisaitl. We'll cross him off.
Yeah. Former Prince Albert Raider.
Zach Hyman. He gets a lot of ice time, right?
Yeah, and he's a good guy, too. So he's a guy I could root for, Zach Hyman. Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay, Hyman. Yeah, yeah.
One more player in our Keniston Super Draft. Do we just take one more Nashville Predator because we're already pot committed there?
You know what? as silly as it sounds, like I wouldn't went there in the first place, but you did, and you know what? So yeah, go all in, Nashville Predators, because if they can, you know, complete the upset to help your draft, your Keniston Super Draft, then yeah. You're going to look real smart.
It's the Sports Cage's Keniston Super Draft. If we win any money, it all goes to charity. We're donating it back. Gustav Nyquist is the guy. We're picking our last Nashville
Gustav.
Predator. Gustav Nyquist. So there it is. Our Keniston Super Draft, the Sports Cage. You can sit and you can play along. You can laugh at ours, but you get in on it. The deadline is Monday at 6 p.m. Like I said, one for 40. They got the three for a Hyundai. Or the super bonus 7 drafts for $200. You can get your buddies together, your wine club, your splurge club. Ladies, get in on it. $80,000.
Why does it have to be the ladies? There could be a men's wine club out there too. I'm not in one, but there could be.
There could be. Absolutely. All right. So that's our NHL talk. Yeah, the NHL gets going tomorrow. And we are going to go back out on the Western Pizza Hotline here, because I'm not a Leafs guy. I'm not a Leafs guy. We were thinking like maybe we get some Leafs guy on. I mean, why not? You know what? Let's go different here. Let's get some Bruins guys on. So I had a chance to send a message. I'm like, hey, RA, Spitting Chicklets podcast. I'm like, what are you doing later today? Can you hop on our radio show? He's like, I'm busy right now with Colby Armstrong, getting ready for the big hockey game in New York. And so this was recorded a little bit earlier. I had a chance to catch up with RA from Spitting Chicklets podcast. All right, let's go back on the Western Pizza Hotline here. This is a special one. We wanted to talk about the Toronto-Boston series. And you know what? The Leafs get enough love up here. So let's talk about the Bruins. And I reached out to my man in Beantown, RA from Spitting Chicklets. RA, you foaming at the mouth here in this first round matchup against the Leafs or what?
Certainly a lot more foam than if we were playing. Wait, listen to me. Certainly a lot more foam than if the Bruins were playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'll say that.
yeah, I know. You know that was the that's what I was thinking as well. How do you like when you break down this series? If you're going to break down this series, how do you feel you match up against Toronto? Obviously, they're pretty stacked at their top four. How do you feel you guys match up?
I mean, Toronto, I think, handily has the top six. I don't think that there's any dispute that. But as far as the rest, I think the Bees have a distinct advantage. Certainly on the back end, the decor, I think the Bees get a huge advantage there. And then a net. I mean, you know, Ullmark and Swayman last year was awful for Bruins fans to have to watch an injured guy go out there six times in a row. And I think the coaching staff will learn their lesson from that. But, you know, you take a look at Samsonov, who, you know, he had to go down to the minors. I know he didn't actually play. Went down to get his head right. He came back and he was stellar when he came back, but I think he's tailed off a bit. I think he's given up four or more goals in like five of his last nine starts. Not ideal for going into the playoffs. And I do know some goalies can, you know, turn it off and on a little bit, but I just think the Bruins have such an advantage in net and such an advantage on the decor that, you know, the fact that, you know, they have, you know, Minor, Tavares, Matthews, Willie, all in the, you know, top two lines. I think it's offset by the advantage the Bruins have on D and in net.
Who has to step up for the Bruins in this series up front?
I don't want to say David Pastrnak, because the guy's got 100 points and he's not usually a guy you get to motivate, but he's a guy I'd like to see maybe a dash more, you know, responsible as far as maintaining the puck. And, you know, regular season you get, you know, lollygag and dilly dally and cherry pick and all that. But, you know, I think if he's fully committed at both ends, I think it's going to be real tough for Toronto to stop. And, again, I hate to even say just step up, because I don't know if anyone really needs to step up their game. I just want Pasta to kind of bring everything he has and take over the game like he's capable of.
Home ice a big deal in this series, you think?
No, I don't think so at all. Obviously, it's great to have, you know, if any team would want it, especially if it comes down to Game 7. But historically, I know home ice has a very – I think it's over slightly over 50% winning percentage. You know, again, teams would prefer to have it, but at the end of the day, I don't think it matters. And that may well be because I've seen two teams win the Stanley Cup on Bruins ice when it wasn't the Bruins, and then last year, the way that panned out, Florida came in and beat them in their home bond. So I think home ice tends to get overplayed, or they make a bigger deal of it than it always is.
What's the feel like? You know, you mentioned it off the hop. You're happy they're not playing Tampa Bay. What's the feel like, do you think, in the city in Boston? They happy for this matchup?
Yes, 100%. I mean, you're out to play a team you've been, you know, beaten up on like a little brother for the last, I don't know, 11 years, even. And it's not to mention that Toronto hasn't beaten them in a series since 1959. Or do you want to play this team with, a Hall of Fame coach, at least three off the top of the head Hall of Fame players? They were in three of the last, five or six Stanley Cups they played in. And there's a huge cost on that. Oh, I can't imagine any Bruins fans wanted to play the Tampa in the first round if they had, designs on it going past the first round.
You watch a lot of hockey. When you look at that Eastern Conference, besides the Bruins, who else do you think is built for a run here?
I think this might be the year Carolina finally kind of breaks through. Picking up Gensel, I think the move of the deadline, obviously he was the biggest forward out there. But you look at the numbers, the production he's had down there, he's fitting seamless team. It doesn't appear to be anything from that kid. And then Freddie Anderson, he's been stellar since he came back from the blood clotting issue. And by the way, Freddie played terrific last year along with Ranta in the playoffs. They just couldn't get a goal past Bobrovsky. If Freddie plays like he did last year, it wouldn't surprise me if Carolina marches to the final. But yeah, the addition of Gensel and also Kuznetsov too. That's huge for a team that, is always there, but they maybe will miss in that last extra punch. Well, I think they got two of them this year, and I wouldn't be surprised again if they return to the final for the first time since, what was it, 06 last time Carolina was in the final?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you know what? I like them too. Okay, so you got one unit. You're standing at the ticket window right now at a book in Vegas. Who are you putting your West money down on?
We had this exact scenario back in October, so I put a few down then. But if I were today, that's a great question. It's wide open. I don't know what Edmonton's odds are, but they've been coming and flying. Obviously, no crap for RA with McDavid and Dreisel. But I would, without knowing the odds, I don't know. Maybe throw something on Edmonton. Just off the top, because Dallas is going to be probably the toughest team to beat out West, but I don't like to play the chalk too much. I don't know.
I think
Dallas just on that, but I think Dallas. Yeah, it wouldn't be surprised if they come out of West either. Odja, terrific young goalie. We saw was coming out probably a couple of years ago. They have that perfect blend, like any team needs of savvy, war-hardened veterans with a bunch of young whippersnappers out there. Dallas has been, doing it all year with that crew. So, long story longer, I would put my money probably on Dallas, but only because I like them not so much for the odds.
I love it. I love where your head's at. I love those teams. Hey, why don't you tell the people up in Sasky what you're doing right now?
Actually, but just a quick, I'm actually down here with Ami. We're down we're at UBS Arena here on Long Island because the FDNY NYPD is playing their 50th annual hockey game tomorrow that will be broadcasted on Barstool.tv. Anyone wants to check that out before the playoffs start or during the playoffs, feel free to check us out. But Bonnie, thanks for having me on. As always a pleasure.
So wait, go back to that. Are you guys calling the game?
Yes. Who's Whitney's? Yeah, Whitney's between the benches. Biz, actually, he has TNT duties. He has to go, unfortunately. But he's going to be one of our guys. Whip between the benches. Yeah, we got the whole crew down here. We did it last year. We'll do it again. It's an honor to take part in this. I'm a son of a firefighter, so natural affinity for it. We got tons of friends. We're cops with and stuff. So they sell this whole place out. 18,000 people come out and sell it in NHL arena for FDNY NYPD hockey game. It's a wild scene. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that I've seen the pictures. That's crazy. And you know what? They just did that in Regina this year, obviously on a smaller scale, but they had an unbelievable crowd, fire department versus the police department. And obviously they got the idea from what they do there. So that is really cool. And just again, where can people check this out? Is there a stream, you said?
Yeah, Barstool.tv. It'll be streaming there. We come on, I believe, 4 or 4:15. We come on and puck drops at 5 o'clock, but watch all the pregame stuff. I'll, us goofballs will be on it. We'll be talking to people at the game and stuff. It's a pretty entertaining few hours. So again, I know the playoffs start at 5. So put the game on one and our game on one, and put the NHL on another. Watch both at the same time if you can.
Right on. Okay, have a blast. Good luck to your Bruins, and tell Army I said hi.
Thanks so much, Bond. You take care, buddy. Good luck.